support. So tough times ahead for the Prime Minister, although for now he's attempting to keep things business as usual. On Monday, he told a visiting German Chancellor Angela Merkel that the Czech Republic could ratify the Lisbon Treaty by the end of the year, before the beginning of the country's EU presidency. But the fact remains, ratifying Lisbon is just one of the battles facing Mr. Topolánek. Jan Richter has more.
Bohužel jenom trošku mluvím česky.
Although Chancellor Angela Merkel's Czech is not as good as it once was, her host, Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek, had no trouble understanding what she had to say during her brief visits to Prague on Monday. Chancellor Merkel came to discuss the imminent Czech presidency of the European Union, and she had one clear message for Mr. Topolánek. The Czech Republic is one of the few EU member states not to have ratified the Lisbon Treaty, aimed at reforming the running of the 27 member bloc.
We of course also talked about the fact that the Czech Republic will have the EU presidency in the next 6 months. I'm looking forward to working with Mirek Topolánek and his government, as we have some important questions to deal with. For example, the issue of the Croatian accession, the foreign relations of the European Union, and a common energy policy that should give Europe energy security. I hope that by this time we will be able to say that the Lisbon Treaty has already been ratified by the Czech Republic.
Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek said the Lisbon Treaty was a painful compromise, but he made it clear that by the time Czechs take over the European Union, the Lisbon Treaty should be out of the way.
I assured the Chancellor that the ratification process isn't artificially obstructed in any way, and that the process will be revived in both chambers of Parliament following the verdict of the Constitutional Court. I suppose that the ratification could be through by the end of the year.
The Lisbon Treaty is now being reviewed by the Constitutional Court to see whether it complies with Czech law. A verdict is expected in late November, and insiders say that anything but a positive ruling would come as a huge surprise. But it may not be Mr. Topolánek who in the end oversees the ratification process or even leads the country during the presidency. After the shattering defeat the Civic Democrats suffered in the recent regional election, some critics within his party are already calling for his head. Pushing the Lisbon Treaty through the Czech Parliament without the support of his predominantly Eurosceptic party might be out of his reach. But Mr. Topolánek believes that he has already paid the price.
Most of my colleagues who led their countries through the EU presidency ended up paying a high price by losing the next elections, Wolfgang Schüssel of Austria, for example, or Slovenia's Janez Janša. Fortunately, this has already happened to me prior to the presidency, so I prepaid the price and I don't have to worry about that.
Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek ending that report by Jan Richter. The Czech Republic is still abuzz with allegations that Czech-born writer